And paying attention to color and emotion is important. The Lord speaks through color. He speaks through emotion. God is light. In him there is no darkness. And so color comes through light. And so the more light and color there is in a dream, the more probability this is coming from the Lord. How many of you remember having a dark dream where you didn't have any color? Yeah, or it was really muted in colors. Those are dreams where there's spiritual interference usually, or it could be from the enemy, and there's other ways to discern that. And is there anything that is repeated? Is this dream a repeated dream, or is there anything within the dream that is repeated? Like, I went upstairs, and then I went and I did this, and then I went upstairs. You know, that going upstairs is a repeated thing, and that's how the Lord gets your attention. It's like he's putting an exclamation point on something by having it be repeated in the dream. Does anybody have a repeated dream that you remember that you have had for a long? You do?
Yep.
So just last month, just before I started a program here, I had a dream. I was taken to a building, and I was told there is a tailor upstairs. I should climb the stairs and find the tailor. But every time I climb upstairs, the tailor was absent. But I was told, I'm going to get a costume that's really personalized or customized. But I've been there 3 times.
You've had that dream 3 times?
Yes.
Okay, when is the last time you had the dream?
About 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so, it started when?
It was within a 2-week period that I had it. 3 dreams.
Okay, 3 times.
Yes.
Okay, so I got questions for you. So if we're look at the notes on page 7. So what would you title the dream? If this were a movie, what would the title, or for a book, what would the title be?
The Absent Tailor.
The Absent Tailor. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And so who is this? You guys can help me. Who is this dream about? It's about him.
Yeah.
Right? Because you take you out of the dream, and there's just a stairway and a tailor that's not there. There's really not much going on, right? So this, you're the focus of the dream. It's about you. Okay, is there any color in the dream? Do you remember light or color?
Yeah, because like when I went in there, I saw a lot of fabrics of different colors, different textures, and I knew what was going to be made for me was similar to Joseph's costume that the dad made for him. And I was like, I need to see this tailor, but every time I get here, he's not here.
Okay.
And
okay.
I was waiting in anticipation.
So you see the beautiful colored fabrics.
Many, many different
and
colors.
And is it light or dark, or is it daytime?
It was daytime.
Daytime and just regular bright?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you feel? It sounds like you felt frustration.
I felt great, excited.
Okay. Okay.
I was so eager to see this tailor.
Okay.
But, like, maybe I met his absence.
And were you disappointed?
No.
No.
I said I'll come back.
You'll come back. Okay, so you're excited. You anticipate something really good, but it's just not quite there.
Yes.
Okay. That's good. And anything else stand out in the dream? Any other people that are there or anything?
But
that...
I walked through the shop. And I was looking at all the wonderful fabrics that were there, and I was desiring what mine would look like. And I was having like plans to even get more than what I was coming to sign up for later. So I was very impressed with that presence, yes.
Okay. All right, so let me say the dream back to you. So you come into this really nice...
Upstairs.
But you come into this place,
mm-hmm.
and then do you go up the stairs first,
yes.
and then you see the fabric upstairs?
So his shop was upstairs, yes.
Right. So what's the downstairs look like?
From the street, there was a door that just goes upstairs to the tailor's shop.
Okay.
No,
all right. You go in this place, the tailor shop, and you go upstairs, and you're looking at the nice fabrics, and you're anticipating, this is going to be great. I'm going to have an awesome coat, like a Joseph coat,
mm-hmm.
and these beautiful fabrics, but you...
I met his absence.
Yep, and you can't find the tailor, and that's
3 times.
The end of the dream. And that happens 3 times.
And I said, okay, I'll come back.
Okay, all right. So it's a good dream. It's about you, and it's about your destiny. What you wear, what your clothing that we wear in a dream... It means what you are created to do or what you are wearing in life, what you are doing in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are created to have a multicolor coat and to have something beautiful made for you, but it's you're not ready to step into that yet. And so, but you are going to a higher level in the spirit. When you go upstairs, that means you're going up in spiritual things. When you go downstairs in dream, it means you're going down in some spiritual things. So this is good. You're going up to a higher place, but you're not quite ready to put on your coat, your new calling and your destiny yet.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, God bless you.
Yeah, does that make sense, guys? You have a short dream, Barbara? Short.
I haven't had this dream in years, but when
it's
I was...
It's a repeated one?
Yes. I've had it ever since I was a little girl until about maybe 10, 15 years ago, that I was in a car lots of times with different people, but I was never driving the car. And then I would look, and the car would be going by itself. And
So you're in a car.
Yes.
And are you in the back seat, or are you in the passenger seat?
Usually in the back seat.
And do you remember what kind of car it is, or the color of car?
It was different.
Okay.
I was a little girl, my mom had this really cool Ford convertible, so... That was in the dream.
You were in that, but other cars as well.
Other cars.
So, what would you title the dream?
Mystery Driver.
Mystery Driver. Okay. Yeah. So, and any other emotions or?
Yeah, it was anxiety producing. It was oh no, I'm starting to have these dreams again. You know.
Okay. Was it light outside? Was it darker? Was it
sometimes? You know, it was always in different places. You know, I mean, I'm from Chicago, so it was usually in Chicago area in these dreams, but, you know, sometimes it was just around where I lived, sometimes it was on the highway.
But it was at daytime, nighttime, dusk?
Daytime, yeah.
Okay. So this is probably what we call like a self-conditioned dream. That it's you're going through an anxious time in life because you're not sure where life is taking you. And what your vehicle, whatever vehicle you're riding in or driving in, that tells you what's moving you forward in life at the time. So it was moving you forward in life at the time was somebody else is taking you somewhere, and you are just along for the ride, and you're not even sure where you're going or who's driving you. And you don't know. Sometimes it's somebody you know. Sometimes there's nobody in the driver's seat, right?
Always there was no one.
Always there's no one. So you're feeling like nobody's in charge.
Okay.
Yeah. And were you a Christian at that point?
I asked Jesus into my heart when I was 9, but, you know, it's been a slow turning. Yeah.
Right. And so basically, it's a self-conditioned dream. The Lord knows that you feel like you're being taken somewhere. It's out of your control, and you're not even sure who's in charge. That's kind of what the dream means. Yeah.
Thank you.
Does that make sense, guys? Yep. All right.